Marathon, spanning over 1,878 kilometers per square, Pukaskwa National Park is located on Lake Superior's remote northern coast. The park is breathtaking for those who have hiked its wilderness trails while taking in the fresh natural air. Parc Canada and the federal government has been working tirelessly to reopen the park after the renovation of the park's suspension bridge, which connects visitors to the popular coastal hiking trail in Pukaskwa National Park. The walkway was officially reopened earlier this month with a blessing and sharing of stories on the significance of the site by Donald Makano, a Baigtigong knowledge keeper, Chief Duncan Makano of Baigtigong Anishinaabeg and Parks Canada team members. The new marshland walkway will give the visitors and local residents from Baigtigong and Marathon the opportunity to observe and enjoy the abundant and diverse wildlife that thrives in these types of wetlands, said Duncan Mishano, Chief, Baigtigong Anishinaabeg. Through the Federal Infrastructure Investment Program, Parks Canada completed a full replacement of an old boardwalk with a new, more sustainable structure in the Hattie Cove wetland. The new prefabricated floating walkway can move up and down with the changing water levels that occur in the wetland. This will allow visitors to keep their feet dry and avoid slips while allowing beavers to naturally maintain their dams. The renovation will enhance the visitors' experience while ensuring ecological integrity and reducing maintenance requirements. Preserving natural environments is important for the health of our region and contributes to the joy we all feel when we think about Northern Ontario. The newly replaced walkway in Hattie Cove Wetland will allow visitors a way to safely and comfortably enjoy this unique habitat while protecting the wetland. Well-maintained, accessible national parks mean we have more to offer as our region grows our tourism sector. With investments like this, Parks Canada can better share with all Canadians the beauty and natural wonder of Pukaskwa National Park, said Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services, Minister responsible for the Federal Economic Development Agency for Northern Ontario and Member of Parliament for Thunder Bay Superior North. Now visitors have enjoyed walking on the boardwalk through this special habitat while hiking the coastal hiking trail. Water levels in the marsh vary with changing Lake Superior levels and natural processes, resulting in ongoing challenges for maintaining a safe and dry walkway for visitors. Canada's national parks are a refuge for both wildlife and people. Investing in these locations helps support the health of our natural heritage and creates jobs in our local communities while providing visitors with high quality and meaningful experiences across the country.